The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
This is the Jackie Jones Challenge. Now here's your host, Jackie Jones.
Hi, this is Jackie Jones with the Jackie Jones Challenge, and I have another great guest for you. And this show is under the umbrella of Small Biz America. So not only do I cover information about your business, but we cover information about your life and your health, because if you don't have a good health, then you won't have a great business. And my guest today was a man who retired at 41 as a multimillionaire, which is, I'm sure, what many of you pray to do. But he then prayed to die. So we're going to talk to Roger Troy Wilson today, the author of Let's Do Lunch, and find out how he went from weighing over what, 430 pounds?
430 pounds, Jackie.
430 pounds. And being a millionaire and just not wanting to live. I mean, I can't even imagine. Roger, thanks for joining me today. I'm
Jackie, glad. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad to have you on. So talk to me. You know, you were living the American dream. You were a multimillionaire. And were you overweight at the same time, or did it come when you got the money, or how did that happen?
Well, you know what? What happened really is I was an athlete when I was young. I was not good, but I was an athlete. And because of that, I worked out every day. So I was able to keep my weight off. I had bad eating habits, and I was hungry all the time and ate like a horse. But like lots of athletes, Jackie, the weight just did not come on me because I was working out all the time. When I got married, my wife got pregnant, and I got fat.
Okay.
And so the point is I became a couch potato. I did not work out like I used to work out. But I still ate like I used to eat, and therefore I gained 100 pounds within 2 years of being married, and then I gained pounds as our marriage went on and as my life went on as an adult, to the point where I weighed 430 pounds, had a 62-inch waist, Jackie.
Wow.
And I tried to diet every Monday for 30 years.
Every Monday? You just dieted on Mondays?
Well, no, I started a diet.
Oh,
every
okay.
Monday for 30 years. I mean, I would start multiple diets. I would start sometimes two or three times a week. But for sure, what I would do is I would pick out on the weekends, and then I'd say, well, you know, Monday morning I'm going to start again. And then I'd pick out a diet, whether it had been one that I had tried before or whether it was a new one, and I'd start again on Monday, and it would usually last a day or 2 days at the most, and then I'd be off and running again, gaining more weight back. At one time, I lost about 100 pounds on the Atkins diet and then gained 150 back. My wife at one time gained 10 pounds. Now, this is interesting, Jackie, because back in the 60s, Weight Watchers had a regulation that you had to be a certain weight for your height in order to get their diet. Well, my wife had to gain 10 pounds in order to get their diet for me because I wouldn't do it. Because it was portion control, and I can't handle and couldn't handle and still can't handle portion control. But my wife was wanting to help me so much that she gained the 10 pounds. It lasted one day for me, and then she had to lose that 10 pounds.
Wow.
That's quite a story, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, she stuck with me through all of those times of adversity. I can tell you this, that one day I outgrew the big man store. I walked into the big man store. They did not have anything in my size. In other words, I had outgrown the big man store.
Wow.
Now, today I would not have outgrown them, but back in those days I outgrew the big man store with a 62-inch waist. I went home that day, Jackie, sat on the edge of my bed, closed my bedroom door, sitting there with my 62-inch waist, 430-pound body. As I said, or as you said, I had retired when I was 41. We had all the money we would ever need for the rest of our lives. But the point is, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. I sat there on the edge of my bed, tears rolling down my face. My wife was not there. And I honestly prayed to God that I would die.
Mm.
I did not want to be here anymore. I had borderline diabetes. I had acid reflux to the point, Jackie, that it was excruciatingly painful to swallow food, and yet I had to have the food. I had sleep apnea so bad my wife thought I had died many, many times. I had high blood pressure. I tore the muscle between the ball of my foot and my heel. I had aches in every joint, in the knees and in the hips. I just felt worthless. I felt ashamed. I felt worthless. I felt embarrassed. I felt embarrassed for my wife, for my kids, for myself. I just didn't want to be here anymore. I had struggled for 30 years to try to overcome this problem, and I could not do it, and I just didn't want to try anymore.
So what turned it around?
What turned it around basically is I started awakening in the middle of nights with new ideas on what and how to eat. I didn't talk to God. You know, I can't claim that. I wish I could, but I can't.
Talk to you.
No, but it's the only explanation that I have. I started awakening in the middle of nights with new ideas on what and how to eat in order to lose weight. The first idea that came to me was that there are starchy carbs that you can eat until full and still lose weight. It shocked me. It startled me awake. I wrote it down. I started experimenting the next day, and what I discovered is that there are starchy carbs that cause you to feel full faster and longer, and therefore with each passing day, Jackie, you become less and less hungry. Therefore, you eat less and less, and when you eat less, what happens? You lose weight. And you keep it off. And what I really discovered over a period of 15 years is that there are foods in all the food groups, including all the starchy carbs, all the sweet fresh fruits, lean red meat, healthy fats, all the veggies, and including condiments and sauces and dressings that you can eat that will not spike your blood sugar.
Oh.
And that's really key, because people ask me all the time, Roger, what is it that causes people to be overweight? Well, it's really very simple, Jackie. What happens is every time you put something in your mouth, whether you drink it or whether you eat it, your blood sugar level is altered. And if you eat foods that cause you to be overweight, what's happening is you're eating foods that spike your blood sugar. In other words, the blood sugar level is raised dramatically, and then all of a sudden it drops, and it drops suddenly. And when that sudden drop occurs, you feel hungry again. Therefore, with Let's Do Lunch, you're eating until you're full, and I'll repeat that, you're eating until you're full in all the food groups, including all those foods I just talked to you about, but the foods, they're all grocery store foods, but they're foods that do not spike your blood sugar. Your blood sugar level is raised, but not dramatically. And then it doesn't suddenly fall, it gradually falls. And because it's raised gradually and lowered gradually, you do not feel hungry all the time. In fact, you feel full faster and longer, and with each passing day, you become less and less hungry, eat less and less, and lose weight.
Hmm. Now, are those foods covered in your book?
Oh, sure they are, and I'll even tell you what they are right now. I'm right on your interview here. I mean, this is fantastic. I love telling people about this, Jackie, because, you know, we're not taking any profit on this. It's all going back. The book, Let's Do Lunch, Eating Until Full to Lose Weight, all the profits are going to heart, diabetes, and cancer research. And by the way, for your listeners, if they will go to our website, we have a special there for your listeners. If they purchase the book, for the price of the book, they will get not only the book, but they will also get the coming changes to the next printing of the book, which are substantial, and you need to have those. They will also get a free $15 set of Let's Do Lunch recipe cards. And they will get the book itself, and the shipping and handling is included. So, but the point is, you were asking which foods. Well, to begin with, let's talk about starchy carbs. All of the different beans, and by the way, if you're a bean hater, you're going to love Let's Do Lunch, because in most of the recipes, you don't even taste the beans. And we'll get into that, Jackie, if you'd like, about how we make certain recipes, which are simple and delicious. But in any case, all the different beans, pinto beans, northern beans, navy beans, black beans, butter beans, all the beans will not spike your blood sugar. The corn on the cob, some buttered popcorn, peas will not spike your blood sugar. Then we have, you can eat all the salads you want with the dressing of your choice, with even blue cheese crumbles or aged cheese crumbles on top, or even some fat-free cheeses are wonderful tasting, and you can have those on your salads. Dry roasted soy nuts on your salads. All the different veggies on your salads. With your dressing, we have crisp breads. We have corn thins, which are large and round and crisp and hold a burger. Mixed dry roasted soy nuts with raisins, you've got one of the best tasting snacks you'll ever eat in your life. All the sweetest fresh fruits and fruit smoothies, cherries, grapes, frozen grapes, watermelon, pineapple, bananas, all the fruit smoothies. Even though there are 100 calories in 10 to 12 grapes and 8 to 10 cherries, you can eat them till they're coming out your ears, because every day that you eat those sweet fresh fruits, they make you feel full faster and longer and actually make you less hungry with every day that goes by. All the lean red meat that you want, because lean red meat will not spike your blood sugar. The recipes are simple and delicious. Healthy fats like olive oil, soybean oil, all the different omega-3 oils in all the fish. So you can have salmon, you can have sea bass, you can have trout, and then you have all the different veggies. You can have all the carrots you want. I take carrots, I cut them up and fry them in olive oil, Jackie, until they're really black and really sweet, and then I eat those carrots. They're absolutely delicious. You can have all of the greens that you want, any kind of greens that you want, all the different veggies and your dressings. And your condiments. I eat my burgers with ketchup and mustard and relish and onion and mayo. I do the low-fat mayo to try to cut down on the calories as much as possible, but I never put anything in my mouth, Jackie, that doesn't taste great. And even sauces. I have tartar sauce with my fish. I even make my own tartar sauce. So, or I have it in the restaurant when I order something there. So the point being is that you can literally eat all in all the food groups, and you're eating until full every day, and you're eating whatever you want. You're combining whatever foods that you want that are within the Let's Do Lunch realm, and all that happens is you feel full faster, you feel full longer, and every day that goes by, you end up eating less because you're less hungry.
That's fabulous.
Isn't that great? It's a great story. And, oh, by the way, you were going to ask me about how to make some of these foods. For example, a burger. Now, picture this. You take lean ground sirloin, Jackie, and mix that with lean ground white meat, skinless white meat turkey, and pinto beans that have been drained and mashed. Now, that sounds like a weird combination, doesn't it? And yet, the taste, the only thing you taste, Jackie, is the lean ground sirloin. You don't taste the turkey. You do not taste the beans. And yet, what you're putting in your mouth is much less fattening than a regular burger, and it does not make you feel hungry all the time. It makes you feel full faster and longer. It makes you feel less hungry. And the other thing is, the beans, which you cannot taste, give that burger a moistness that makes it melt in your mouth. McDonald's should make that burger for their customers, because they would sell the heck out of it. Another food that we make that's absolutely delicious is pizza soup. Have you ever heard of pizza soup, Jackie?
No.
Pizza soup is made from pizza ingredients and also pinto beans that have been pureed. You don't taste the beans, but the beans give it a thickness that is absolutely wonderful to the taste, and all you taste is pizza. And then when you're done cooking it, you put a slice of fat-free mozzarella cheese on top and submerge that, and it melts into the soup. And I want to tell you, Jackie, it is the best tasting soup you have ever eaten in your life, and eliminates the cravings for pizza. And then we have potato cakes. Now, listen to this. The other day, we had friends over, and my wife made potato cakes. And so they were our friends were eating those potato cakes. They're made from blended butter, beans, and chicken broth, and then diced green pepper and diced onions, and then made into patties and fried in olive oil. And olive oil is wonderful because it doesn't make you feel it makes you feel full faster and longer. But in any case, my wife made those potato cakes that are made from blended butter, beans, and chicken broth, and she served those to our friends, lifelong friends. And the husband said out loud, he said, "Why aren't these potatoes fattening?" We didn't tell him what he was eating. We just served it to him. And I said, "Well, those aren't potatoes." He said, "Yes, they are." I said, "No, they're not, Jim. They're not potatoes. They're made from blended butter, beans, and chicken broth." The astonishment on his face, the look on his face was incredulous. My wife and I were laughing out loud. He had a hard time believing us until my wife actually showed him the ingredients. And then he realized that what he was eating was not potatoes, but it tastes just like potatoes. And yet what you're putting in your body makes you feel full faster and longer, makes you less hungry, and therefore you eat less. Another thing we do is we make sausages out of skinless, lean, ground white meat chicken, and then we just add some Morton's sausage seasoning to that, and then you make those into patties and fry them in olive oil, Jackie. And I want to tell you, they taste like the most fattening pork sausage you've ever eaten in your life. And yet, what you're putting in your body is lean ground chicken. It's okay. Absolutely phenomenal. We make pancakes from popcorn flour. Now, you take you pop your popcorn, and then you grind it up in your blender. Huh. And then you make the flour out of it and make pancakes. And do you know that those pancakes taste better than pancakes made from white flour? They taste better. And then you puree some blueberries or strawberries and then put those on the top of those pancakes. Add a little Splenda or Stevia diet sweetener. And absolutely delicious. And yet what you're putting in your body is totally healthy, will not spike your blood sugar, makes you feel full faster and longer. And with each passing day, you can eat up for breakfast. You can have eggs over refried beans, which, by the way, are awesome. You've got a treat coming. You've got the Let's Do Lunch sausages. You've got the Let's Do Lunch potato cakes. You've got the, eggs over refried beans, potato cakes, sausages. And I'm leaving out one thing. I can't remember what it is. Gosh darn it, Jackie. Anyway, in any case, you pig out at breakfast, and all that happens is it makes you feel full faster and longer, and then you pig out at lunch, and it makes you feel full faster and longer. And what ends up happening is you are not wanting those snacks in the afternoon, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, which everybody does. You get those cravings for snacks, and it's mostly what you're going to eat is going to be something very fattening and probably something very sugary. And then, you feel like you've blown it, so you don't worry about dieting the rest of the day. Well, with Let's Do Lunch, you're eating until full at breakfast, which carries you into lunch. You're eating until full at lunch, which carries you into dinner. When dinner comes around, you know what? You're so full, and you feel so full that you don't want much for dinner, but you can eat until full again at dinner time if you choose to do so. But the point being is you go to bed at night, and you're getting a much better night's sleep because you don't have foods in your body that are making you feel hungry all the time. The foods that make you feel hungry all the time, Jackie, are the foods made from white flour, potatoes, and regular sugar. And regular sugar, by the way, is the biggest culprit because regular sugar, anything made from regular sugar, is going to cause your blood sugar to really spike up there and then drop suddenly, which makes you feel hungry again. And when you eat those foods, and you see, now the other thing is you have to eliminate the cravings for the white flour foods, the potato foods, and the regular sugar foods. And you do that by eating the white flour, and the potatoes are starchy carbs that do spike your blood sugar, but when you eat the Let's Do Lunch starchy carbs that don't spike your blood sugar, it eliminates the cravings for the starchy carbs that do. In other words, the body can't tell the difference between starchy carbs. So when you put the Let's Do Lunch starchy carbs in your body that don't spike your blood sugar, it eliminates the cravings for the starchy carbs that do spike your blood sugar. Likewise, fresh fruits and fruit smoothies do not spike your blood sugar, and yet the body can't tell the difference between regular sugar and fruit sugar. So when you put the fruit sugar in your body that doesn't spike your blood sugar, it eliminates the cravings for the regular sugar foods that do. And then when you add lean red meat and you add cheese, you know, in other words, you're eating in every food group with Let's Do Lunch, and therefore all of your cravings are eliminated, and you're feeling full faster and longer, and with each passing day, you eat less and less because you're less hungry. So the point is, it's the magic pill without the pill. And, by the way, Jackie, you don't have to take my word for it. Your listeners, go to letsdolunch.com. And click on message boards there. And then read the medical and personal success stories from almost 3,000 people that are already registered there, most of whom are women. Once you do that, you'll want to get started on Let's Do Lunch immediately. And by the way, you remember, Jackie, I was telling you about my wife, Anita?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When I had lost 190 pounds on Let's Do Lunch, she had watched me do this, and she did not believe that I was losing weight because of the way I was eating. Mm-hmm. She thought I had cancer. She didn't tell me that, mm-hmm. but that's a true story. She thought I had cancer. She made me go to the doctor and get a physical. I came home from the doctor, and I said, honey, you know, the doc says I'm great. She started crying.
Aww.
I could not figure out why she was crying. I said, honey, why are you crying? She said, I'm just so happy. She said, you know, honey, I got to tell you, I had you go to the doctor because I didn't believe you were losing weight the way you were eating. I believed that you had cancer. I cannot believe that you've lost the weight eating the way you eat. She said, if I ate that way, I would gain weight. I said, what are you talking about? You've watched me do this. She said, I'm serious. I could not eat the way you eat. And she said, and my wife works out. And by the way, I did all my weight loss with no exercise. My wife is an exercise nut. She works out 2 hours a day every single day.
Really?
And every other day does something different. And that's what keeps her going. But in any case, she said, if I ate that way, I'd gain weight. I had to convince her to try the program. Anyway, I did. She wanted to lose 8 pounds. She could not lose the 8 pounds she wanted to lose by exercising. She just couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. She went on Let's Do Lunch. She didn't lose 8 pounds, Jackie. She lost 23 pounds, and she's had the weight off all these years also. And then this will shock you, and all you listeners out there, listen to this, because this is something that I'm telling you, nobody has this kind of a story. My 89-year-old mom, 89 years of age, 6 years ago, when she was 83, asked me, she said, honey, do you think I could go on Let's Do Lunch and lose weight? Now, I would never ask my, or, you know, tell my mom she needed to lose weight, but she asked me. And I said, sure, Mom, I know you can. Long story short, my mom's only exercise at 83 years of age was to pick up the newspaper off the driveway. In any case, Jackie, she lost 51 pounds without exercise of any kind, and she's had the weight off now for more than 5 years.
Wow, that's fabulous.
Isn't that fabulous? And here's the thing. I'm only doing this. My wife and I are spending our full time to give back and make a difference so that other people can be blessed in the same way as we were blessed, as I was blessed.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing this just, and we're just grateful. We're just so grateful and thankful to be able to be in the position to help other people, to be able to spend full time to help other people, to give back and make a difference. It's the greatest joy and the greatest thrill of my entire life. All the money that I made up until the time that I retired when I was 41, and I worked 7 days a week, 16 hours a day, Jackie. I never quit, never took a vacation, never did anything but try to make money. All of that joy that went with earning all that money and so forth, it pales in comparison to what my wife and I are doing now in helping other people. And you know what? When we do that, do you know I take no personal pride in it? Because I know that I was blessed. And I know that the good Lord is working through me to bless other people in the same way as he blessed me. And so that is such a thrill and a joy and a privilege that I can't tell you. And it's just absolutely amazing to me that this happened. And a doctor, by the way, a doctor, Bill Nagler, who is an MD, he's a nationally renowned diet doctor from Detroit, Michigan. All he does is diet work, and he's been doing it for 27 years. He's appeared on Larry King Live, all the different national shows. He's written several books. He read my book about 6 months ago, and he emailed me, and he said, Roger, what you have discovered is what scientists, nutritionists, and doctors have been trying to discover all these many, many years. Even I have tried to discover it and wasn't able to do it. What you have done is absolutely, quote-unquote, brilliant. And he said to be able to do that with no knowledge, with no medical background, no scientific background, no nutritional background is incredulous. And it is incredible. It's unbelievable. And the only explanation I had to him and I have for everybody is that I didn't do this. I believe that God Almighty meant for me to lose this weight, keep it off, write the book, and pass it on so God can bless other people in the same way as he blessed me. Again, I've never talked to the Lord. But I love the Lord with all my heart, mind, soul, and spirit. And I'm just so thankful, again, Jackie, to be able to help other people.
And I'm so thankful to have met you so that I could be a conduit through which you could share your message.
And do you know, Jackie, that is absolutely, you are so right on. Did you know that, you know, I've studied the Bible a lot more since I lost the weight and since I've been blessed by the Lord, the way he blessed me. But the point is that I remember the story. Somebody told a story about how Billy Graham was invited to church and by an usher, and the usher invited him into church, and he went in and he sat, and he was inspired, and he started loving the Lord, and then his career was started as of that visiting of that church. And you know that usher is biblically that usher is going to be blessed just as much as Billy Graham himself, because he brought Billy into that church and got him started in working for the Lord. And so what you said as a conduit, I can't thank you enough, Jackie, for having me on your program. I'll tell you this, everybody out there listening ought to just absolutely thank you as much as they possibly can. Because what you're doing in helping other people and giving back and making a difference is fantastic.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome. You're entirely welcome. It's just such a pleasure to be on your program and to be for you to have me and to have me tell everyone what a blessing this has been.
Thank you, and thanks for tuning in this week to the Jackie Jones Challenge and listening to my guest, Roger Troy Wilson from letsdolunch.com. Check out his website, get that information if it's helpful to you, and come back next week where we can provide more useful information for your life. Thanks, Roger.
Jackie, thank you, and God bless everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Jackie Jones Challenge. To find out how you can host your own podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.